show where...
So you're saying your sister has chlamydia?
No, that's not their line. What's your line?
Oh, chlamydia?
What's... Hey, yo, and here we go.
Oh, it's another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm chlamydia.
Well, he's pretty damn close. I'm Mo. He's like walking chlamydia. Last night we recorded a show, 2 hours of great We Talk Wrestling talk,
yes.
And we lost it. It never went up. It never, the audio was never properly recorded.
A lot like your penis.
And
never went up.
Never went up. Well, no, it goes up. It's just not much to talk about.
Not 2 hours worth, anyway.
No, absolutely not. 2 minutes, maybe.
That's right.
Anyways, but we talk wrestling, not Mo's penis. We should do a show called We Talk Mo's Penis, though. Should it be over?
That would be over already.
That'd be a lot of downloads, I'm telling you. Anyways, the point is that...
Down there.
The point is that last night we spent a lot of time talking about everything in the world of wrestling,
yes.
And we lost it.
Yes,
and now we're on our way to the... AAA Canada presents Next Generation Wrestling.
Generation Wrestling.
The successor to Heart Legacy Wrestling. We're on the way to the second show. I still got
the second Heart Legacy Wrestling show.
It really is the second Heart Legacy Wrestling show. I'm on my way. I still got pneumonia, so I'm looking forward to going to that smoky old building, the Stampede Pavilion.
Yeah.
You talk loud, dude. Make
what?
Sure talk loud.
What? Why don't you just take the fucking thing out of your pocket?
Because there's no good place to put it, dumbass.
Why not? Well, where'd you put it last time?
And it was moving around last time. If I put it here, it bounces around, and then sound is no good.
Oh, I see.
So it's good in my pocket. Just talk loud.
Yeah,
like that's a problem for you.
What?
What?
You know who the backer of this place is?
No idea.
Blowjob Anus.
Blowjob Anus?
Yes.
BJ Anus.
BJ Anus.
Teddy Hart's father.
Yes.
BJ Anus. He really is an anus.
And really is a blowjob.
He really is. BJ's Gym, very popular workout place.
No, it's not.
Well, it was once.
Yeah, in like the 80s or 70s.
Yeah, well, either way, he married a heart. So you got your hearts in there. All I want to say is that we never got a chance then to put up our thoughts on Jack Swagger.
No.
Real quick.
Retard.
They should fire him.
You believe they should fire him?
I'd say fire.
I wouldn't be adverse to that. The only reason that I don't fire him is because of the precedent of lesser talent that haven't been fired. You know, I realize you got to start somewhere, but...
Plus, it's not his first screw-up.
No, it's his first public screw-up.
I suppose, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you talk about Cameron and I mean, Rob Van Dam lost the belt, but he was going to lose the belt anyway. He just lost it 2 weeks earlier.
Well, he wasn't going to lose the ECW belt.
But
who cares?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's, I don't know. I just kind of look at Jack Swagger. I mean, he's not a guy to get, I understand the thought if you say he should be fired. I don't disagree necessarily with that. But I can't, if I'm in the company, I couldn't justify doing it when I haven't fired all these other people.
Yeah, no, I understand your point of view. I just, my point is, it's obvious to me he's a guy who doesn't learn. So give him the biggest slap in the face you can.
And a wrestler hope, that doesn't learn.
Yeah, but give him the biggest slap in your face you can and hope he does learn. I mean, I can't believe this guy's getting a bigger push going into WrestleMania than a Wade Barrett, Sheamus, or Dolph Ziggler.
Well, at this point...
I said on the show 8 months ago, I thought he had more potential than Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
Dolph Ziggler's great. Like, I'm very big on the talent that this guy has.
Yes.
But I would fire him in hopes that that would be the one thing to wake him up, because it's pretty obvious he doesn't learn.
Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't learn, then it's not going to wake him up. I mean, I can see that. It's just... I can understand
it's
that.
It's happened before people be fired, and it has woken them up, and it happened before it hasn't. Well, it woke up Eddie Guerrero up to a large degree.
It did, okay. I'll give you
It didn't wake Umaga up. So,
no, it didn't wake Umaga up. It didn't wake Kurt Angle up. It didn't,
Well, he wasn't fired.
He was, yeah. Kurt Angle was canned.
Yeah, and he went to TNA, though. And he never came back. Like, he never had, you know, it's a different situation.
No, but he
situation.
Didn't wake him up, exactly.
He didn't wake
but
him
he
up.
Didn't,
no,
he didn't
no.
say, oh, fuck, and then what happened? There were snowbanks around in July.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's the same fuck-up that he was when they fired him. He's a little bit better because he's probably because he's older and he's learned through age, but being fired wasn't the thing that, hell, it brought him over to TNA where he became the biggest, the biggest fish in a small pond.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know? So, I mean, Shawn Michaels didn't, you know.
He never got fired, though. He never woke him up. But, you know, I mean, they have tried. They tried with people like Lance Cade. They fired him and brought him back. Then, you know, different
Who?
People. Yeah.
Never met him.
Never met him?
No.
No?
No.
You and Linda.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they it doesn't usually work. But it has worked. It worked with Eddie Guerrero.
It's worked with one guy.
That I can think of, yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it works again. Because you have nothing to lose. I mean, you don't need Jack Swagger. Jack Swagger is, you know.
No, that's right.
And the only reason Jack Swagger's in the position he's in is he's the ideal guy to work an angle with a baby face you're trying desperately to get over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, he's good. But you can put that baby face with somebody else and work that angle with somebody else down the road.
That's right. But and you had said that you couldn't think of anybody.
Not off the bat. But.
I don't mind Shelton Benjamin in that role. That's the guy that sort of sticks out to me, you know, in terms of if we're going to do all-American type credentials, you know. As I said, I like the fact that, hell, I like the fact that he's black. So it can kind of give that, you know, that if they go, oh, that's a racist angle, it's like, well, a black guy's doing it. And
because Zeb Coulter said there's people who don't look like me. And you know, when I think of people that do look like him, I think Shelton Benjamin.
Hell, when I think of people that look like Zeb Coulter, I think Jack Swagger.
Yeah, good point. Good point. But, yeah,
I mean, Yosemite Sam.
Yeah. Good point. No, I mean, I guess I see what you're saying with Shelton Benjamin.
But again,
I mean, Jack Swagger, it's a hell of a push to put him in and put him right to a semi-main event spot at WrestleMania.
Yes.
It would be even more of a push, though, with Shelton Benjamin. I just don't see it. I just can't see it being possible. Not that quickly, not for WrestleMania.
Well, 6 weeks.
I don't see it. I really don't.
Honestly, though, for the opening match of WrestleMania, okay, what... In if you look at this sort of if the history books pull back, what's the difference between 6 weeks and what have we got 8 weeks?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, because this Jack Swagger thing just was Zeb Coulter. I mean, this literally happened the week before Elimination Chamber, so we're 2 weeks in. So,
well, number one, he had the Elimination Chamber at least win, and number two, I think there's the fact that he's so physically imposing,
yeah,
that helps him. Shelton Benjamin doesn't
well,
have that.
Shelton can get on the gas, right?
Either way, he's not. Shelton Benjamin isn't 6'6", 270 pounds.
No,
like he's
right.
He's just not. So, plus, I think there was a sense that despite the fact that Jack Swagger had been losing for so long, there was a sense that he really was very good, and he just wasn't getting a push, right? So I think that could be said
about Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, but he's just more out of the public eye.
I think
it's pushing it. I don't like that for Shelton. There's nobody really I like for the role. I mean, I just keep Dirty Dutch Mantel around.
I don't
until and something will pop up where he's the right guy for it again.
Well, I just don't necessarily even think you have to do Mania. I mean Shelton. You could do for post Mania.
No, you could put in Dolph Ziggler, like they're talking about Mark Henry, or even a Randy Orton. You know, you could put somebody like that in against Del Rio for
I
now.
I think the perfect thing
and then post Mania.
The way I book it is you do.
I suspect though
Monster.
This guy's going to get. I don't even think he's going to get a 1 month suspension. How long was Naomi suspended for there?
Was she?
Was she at all?
I don't even know. She got sent home from Australia, but I don't even know that she got a suspension.
Exactly. Like, I don't really think anything is going to happen.
No, well,
but
that's
this is,
the
it's
thing.
Just that
I
this
mean,
is more embarrassing. This
I've been
really...
at work all day, and I don't, so I haven't seen anything in terms of any one way or
there was
another.
Really, there's really no news on it
so,
today.
I mean, I guess we'll find out on Monday, you know. What if anything is, and that to me is more the is what they do going in, because I mean we can talk about the speculation all we want, but at this point nothing's happened other than a statement saying, you know, Jack Swagger is in charge of his own personal actions.
Yeah, and they're right.
You know,
they're right with that. By
as
the way.
I said, they are absolutely. But the thing is, there's consequences to those own personal actions, or will there not be? And that's the whole point. And I think there will be in some case. I can't see the biggest payday of the year going, you know, to a fuck up, and we talk about precedence and the precedent that
upwards, his payday is upwards of was expected to be in the two a quarter of $1 million range, right, for this. So I mean,
and you're right. I mean, like, who's the biggest fuck up of all time? I mean, it just, you know, like that those are the kind of
RVD
discussions. I mean, talking about RVD, I talk about Chris Benoit.
Benoit's not really. I mean, not like he was getting a push or something. I mean,
he was pushed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the edge.
Over the edge.
Wait, that was Owen.
Yeah. Oh.
But Ken Patera, I mean, comes to mind. You said Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, yeah, with smoking weed with Dire Sheik.
Oh, with Sheiky, baby. Breaking kayfabe, too.
Yeah, yeah. That was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, but again, and that didn't amount to anything, right? I mean, you laughed.
Well, sure,
man.
And, you know, Hunter and the curtain call.
Yes,
that one, you know, cost about a year of his push, really.
Yeah, which, again, really didn't long-term, again, hurt him.
God, no, he's going to own the company.
Yeah, exactly, right? So,
like, you know, yeah.
You know, Scott Hall in WCW.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, eventually just got canned.
Yeah, Hoovy, but nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not really a star, you know, Hoovy.
Yeah.
But, that's exactly Jack Swagger. It's more of a wait and see. You know, Dutch Mantel, of course, is his granddaughter just hit killed by a drunk driver. So that's going to hit home to him. The fact that Jack Swagger's got a DUI as well. So, I mean, that's I don't know if that's going to factor into anything, but it's just an extra kind of, you know, ironic wrinkle to it, I guess, that adds to the story.
Oh, the funny thing about that is that Dirty Dutch.
Please
Mantel.
Tell me the funny thing about his granddaughter dying.
Well, nothing, nothing. But just the irony of this is,
right.
It's hard to imagine he hasn't been in the. I don't know if he's ever driven drunk, but it's hard to imagine he's been around the wrestling industry for 40 years.
Oh yeah.
And considering the, I mean, I bet you upwards of 20% of the guys who got in the car from Raw could have been driving home drunk. I mean, it's not unusual, and it probably was 50% or higher at some point in time in wrestling history, like in the 80s and the 70s.
Oh,
it was
God.
Very, very common. So, yeah.
There would be 5% that weren't.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Jerry Lawler not drinking, and that's why we talk about it.
Because it's so incredibly rare. So, I mean, I don't know if he ever drove drunk, but I can imagine that people he's been in the car with or people that are friends, I mean.
There's a reason Straight Edge was a gimmick.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So I that's between him and Swagger, and I don't know. I mean,
God.
Yeah. Like, I'm not really too comfortable talking about that too much, though, but.
No,
it is true that
it's... I mean, it just, it adds to it, because that just, I said, like, literally was just something that had happened, you know, not all that long ago.
See, I'm not even sure. He was obviously DUI. It was for marijuana.
Yeah.
He's speeding, marijuana possession, and drunk DUI.
Yeah, do they have DUIs for marijuana now?
Yeah, I guess they do. Yeah, well, it's driving under the influence.
It is,
but
I guess.
But that's the thing, is it the same level of driving under the influence as being hammered? Yeah.
It can be.
I suppose.
What it's doing, though, is it's mellowing you out and it's slowing you down.
Yeah.
And you need a little bit of reflexes to be driving.
Yeah.
So, while you may not be swerving all over the road, you know, when the stoplight hits, it's taking you longer to realize that the light has gone red for you to hit that brake. Like
that's the thing.
It's impairing you, absolutely.
It does impair you. It certainly does. And I don't think anybody should
drive. From what I've heard.
I don't think anybody should drive under marijuana. I don't think anybody should drive under marijuana or work under marijuana. And if you want to do it at home, I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah.
that's you know, whatever. I mean,
yeah,
that's
you choose
as long as you don't do it. As long as you don't do it in a
home,
exactly. As long as you don't do it in a way that puts other people at risk. And certainly, if you're at work or if you're in a car or something like that, it does. Again, I don't know that it damages you to the same level as alcohol abuse, but
right.
it still is. You know, you shouldn't do it.
Casino to eat again?
Wherever you want to eat. I don't give a shit. But yeah, I mean, other than that, like you say, Raw's pretty much was them going, we have 3 hours to fill,
mm-hmm.
and let's not start building towards WrestleMania yet, because let's just fill tonight. We don't know what to do, so let's just fill these 3 hours.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the show, so it was kind of, you know,
shitty.
Nothing. Yeah, it was kind of shitty.
It was boring. I was just bored. Like, I mean, it wasn't bad, really. It just, I was bored.
Yeah.
All that, I mean, it was, you know, I was looking, I heard, I didn't get to see the Elimination Chamber because I had some other commitments, but I read it and I heard it was, you know, a really good show top to bottom. And
that
I
was
thought,
a very
okay,
good show, yeah.
Great, now that the Chamber is completed, you know, the next pay-per-view is WrestleMania, so, and I mean, even the beginning of Raw was just that. The road to WrestleMania starts now.
Well,
right?
and
at the beginning of the show, I'm like, yeah, it does.
Well, you had sent me a text. You're like, Chamber sounded really good. I'll watch it later on. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to Raw tonight because I'm looking forward to the build between Punk and Taker.
Yeah. And I wanted to, and then, as I said, and then what I basically wanted to do is, because I wasn't going to get a chance, I was hoping to kind of watch the Chamber maybe sort of like Tuesday or what have you after. And I just didn't get a chance. I mean, after I watched Raw, I was like, I don't really need to see it now.
No, that's the thing. It kind of killed the momentum for that.
Yeah, it kind of demotivated me.
The one thing, though, I will say, I don't know if nobody's really talked about this, but I think this is where they may be going. And, of course, we talked about this last night, so, I mean, this isn't a surprise to you, but we'll talk about it again. I think I think this is where they may be going, and not 100% sure, and I think it's a logical place to go. I think it's would be a good booking move.
It's a logical place to go, and you think it's where they're going?
Yeah, that probably fucks it up right there. But I'm seeing a Brock Lesnar and CM Punk tag match against The Undertaker and Triple H at WrestleMania. That's and there's a lot of smart reasons to do that too.
Is that guy just like,
quit yelling at the guy and just go? Who cares that the guy's an idiot? It doesn't help you at all.
What the hell is
that? I don't know. It's parking. For the parking down here, there's obviously something going wrong. That looks like a parking douche, but isn't everybody going opposite direction what they're legally allowed to go here? Like, what's
No, I'm not quite sure what's happening.
I think they're just trying to exit, so don't worry about it. But yeah, I mean, what do you think? Punk and Lesnar versus Taker and Triple H.
Yeah, I like that idea. Like you said, it is in fact a logical idea or something that could make some sense to go to. And like you said, it hides, or it doesn't hide, but it limits what Taker needs to do. If I mean,
it does hide him, which is fine.
It's talking about you know, what it is exactly that the Taker will
I think you could if you had the right angle, but yeah, just drive around, there'll be other shit.
Yeah, I don't have the right angle, so
another angle.
I just look at, yeah, if Taker is in fact, you know, not 100%, then yeah, it's going to do exactly what he needs.
Is that not a spot?
There. Yeah, yeah. Say, isn't this a fucking spot?
That's a spot right there. Yeah.
So
no, I mean,
spot.
here's the
not
thing.
My liver spot, but my spot.
Here's the thing about the it allows Triple H to get
Can
his
you
win.
Get out, though?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're pretty fat.
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you are.
Pretty stupid.
Just real quick here, we'll just finish here, and then we'll shut this off. We'll go eat.
I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah, we'll go eat, and then we'll tell you all about the second heart show here
right
afterwards. But it allows Undertaker to keep his streak, allows Triple H to get his win back, allows CM Punk to take the pin, and Brock
Lesnar
the pedigree, not have to
Tombstone, I would say.
Well, probably Tombstone, yeah. But not have to. It means that you don't have to have the man who's going to main event next year's WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar, take a pin here. And it's also as far as a match that people would have interest in and that you could sell as your second semi-main event, absolutely would work.
It would.
And it gives people Taker versus Lesnar, which they want to see as well.
I think it's
actually a chance that they are doing. I think with the way they're building it, storyline-wise, I kind of think that is how they're going.
And I like that.
I hope so.
And I like that idea. And yeah, I could see, I could definitely see that as a viable and a good
Punk,
match.
I just don't see Punk winning, or obviously Punk in the three-way. I mean, they built it, booked it like it on Monday, but I just don't see. He was great in his promo. He was great. Just walk away, John. Just walk away.
Yeah, just walk away. Yeah,
he was awesome, but I don't see that happening.
I just like how the last time that they had a match, John Cena won.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, was it before Survivor Series or whatever it was? But Cena's
TV,
never beat him.
It's
been like 3 months, but Cena's never beat him. I'm like, hey, fuck you. So
well, that's WWE continuity. All right, let's go eat, and we'll talk to you guys again in a little bit.
After a while.
It'll be seamless to you.
Yes, exactly. Boobs.
Ready to go?
Yeah, we're back already.
Right.
We're,
yeah.
That's going to be on the air.
Quick show.
Yeah. Wow, so 3.5 hours by the time we're back in our car here.
It's better than the last show.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, and only 5 matches this time.
That's right.
I have no idea what we just watched at Heart Legacy Wrestling. I will say this. They have a new world champion, John Morrison.
Jomo. Morrison.
We'll get into that probably. They have a new belt as well, which is, I have to say, much nicer, I think, than the new WWE belt.
Actually, yes. It's a Reg Park belt.
Right? Yeah.
Reg Park belt is... long time veteran.
They made it sound like he's the guy who made this last WWE belt. He probably did.
Did he?
Most likely.
Thought that they unveiled it. I didn't think that they... They said just like The Rock unveiled his. Anyway,
it doesn't matter. Either way, he might have made that.
I don't think Reg Park would have made that monstrosity that The Rock has. But
well, if it depends on their... I mean, I don't know if he made the spinner belt either. I mean, this belt is slightly better than a spinner belt. If the spinner belt, I give about 3 out of 10. I give this one about 4 and a half out of 10.
Yeah.
The new WWE one, I don't like it much, but...
No.
But it is an improvement. But this belt looks kind of like the ECW belt, actually. It's pretty nice. But yeah, other than that, I don't know what we watched, to be honest with you. It was a very surreal night where the opening match was really, really strong, really 4 stars. And then you had a lot of weird shit.
Yeah, the opening match was Morrison, Teddy Hart, Sanjay Dutt.
No, the Young Bucks.
Oh, sorry, the Young Bucks, that's right.
Yeah, and that was a really good match, really, really went well. Flowed very nicely. Teddy...
It flowed like a harpoon, really.
Yeah, and then...
Daily and nightly.
And,
will it ever stop, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Will you?
No.
I wish. Very, very... Like I say, good match. After that, it just got weird. Everything was just really, really inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of long breaks... the rules of the matches, literally, that the performers were doing and the way the refs were reffing it, were literally changing in the middle of the matches all the time.
Yeah. Like, the Sanjay Dutt four-way, Sanjay's, like, trying to be a heel, saying, we're going to do this Karachi Vice style my way and have tags instead of this being just, like, a four guys, you know, tornado deal. We're gonna have tags. And then Jack Evans is like, what, are you kidding? You don't have any power. We're not doing that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was set up that way.
PWG, there is no rules. You can't put any rules on us. So then they start the match, and it's a four-way tornado match. And then 10 minutes in, it turns into a tag match out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, then they start, exactly, yeah, so.
You know, same, and you had this on, like, same
all
thing.
Even in the main event.
The main event was, like had some crazy spots. And yet,
guys were going everywhere, all over the arena or all over the pavilion.
Probably 90% of that match took place out of the match.
Yeah, and
out of the ring.
And two guys got counted out
just in the middle. But other guys were out of the ring like 5 times as long as them.
Yeah.
Was it that those were the legal guys or not the legal? Like, I couldn't tell, again, because there was, like, a moment where there was a tag in that match, and then there wasn't tags. And
yeah, it's...
I don't know. I'll say this. I mean, it's probably going to be 2 hours on iPay-per-view.
Yeah.
And I would say, should people buy it? I mean...
$12, sorry.
It's not as good a show as their first show.
No, it wasn't.
There was some stuff that, like, the production values and stuff like that were much better. It's not as good in-ring show, and it's crazy. And both of them had a lot of things they could improve. There's some stuff here that was better in the first show.
There was. I mean, I have never seen... I've never seen a Necro Butcher live. And I never have to see him ever again.
No, but I'm glad I watched him once. Because I mean, he's not that he was the star of that match, this hardcore match. But the thing is, against, like, it was him as... are you sure that was Necro Butcher? I thought that was Necro Singh.
Necro Singh, yes.
Yeah, new member of the Karachi Vice, Necro Singh, or maybe not. Maybe
it's fat,
or maybe
I'm going here.
There you go.
Yeah.
But
fat, out of shape.
Yeah, Necro. It looks like Necro Butcher's father. But yeah, I mean, he took some crazy bumps. There's a lot of unprotected headshots.
in that hardcore match for him and others.
Yeah, some blade jobs, some guys. I mean, that was at least different.
It was
than,
a spectacle.
Yes, it was.
So again, but long breaks in between, like I said, there's some stuff that was better. The fact that Kevin Nash actually wrestling was a surprise.
Yes, yes. Davey Richards, apparently they said snowed in St. Louis. I don't know if that's true or if that's just a work or what the deal is. But
yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, he's got a history of demanding some payoffs. So who knows? But
well, they promised that he would be around next show.
That's right, and maybe they have.
Which
maybe
like
he will
scheduled
be
because, in like 6 weeks or whatever.
And maybe
six,
he will
weeks.
Be because hell, they made good on
Morrison
and Nash.
And Nash, yeah.
Well, not even. I mean, it wasn't even so much that they had to make good on Morrison.
On because, Nash, though.
But on Nash is the guy that that they didn't show, and they said he would come to the next show.
And it was a great spot where Davey Boy Smith Jr. put the sharpshooter on Kevin Nash.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Well, I said, I turned and said to you that it was Davey Boy Smith Jr. against Kevin Nash, like 17 years after, Davey Boy Smith and Diesel, had the In Your House match.
Yeah,
there,
when Bret Hart called the commentary. Yeah.
When Davey Boy turned on Diesel.
That's right. That's right.
And Luger jumped to Nitro.
That's right.
So.
It's very, very surreal. Like, there was moments, especially in the main event, where there was a lot of moments where it seemed to me like that nobody in the ring knew what to do. Like, I was going, is this not in the script? Is this in the script? There was some weird stuff with the referee. Like, I say, he counted. Like, Teddy Hart goes in the ring with Morrison. Teddy Hart had been, I don't know if it was, like, Teddy Hart looked like shit. Like, and I don't mean as wrestling. I just mean, like, when he came and he passed us, we were front row, right?
So yeah.
And I look at him, and I know this guy's under a lot of pressure, and he's put up money of his own or not. I don't know what's going on there. He's obviously feeling some pressure, though. He doesn't look like he slept since the last show a month ago. Like, he doesn't look like he's gotten more than an hour of sleep.
No.
He looks like he's all fucked up on something.
Yeah.
We know he smokes a lot of weed.
We can smell it halfway through the show.
Well, yeah, I thought Jack Swagger was there. But he looks like more than that. Like, I think he's probably about 30, 31. I'm not sure this guy makes it at 35. Like, this guy's got to be, the way he wrestles, some of the crazy shit he does. Whether he really hurt his knee or not, I can't tell. But
yeah.
I do know this. He's got to be on painkillers like crazy. Like, he has that look of somebody who's just, I worry for him. And his body looks unnatural, whatever he does to take to enhance it. He looks like somebody's not going to make it much longer.
Like, he probably isn't, let's be honest.
Yeah, no.
He wants to be Brian Pillman. Well, guess what?
He's looking pretty
he's
close.
He's going to get that chance.
Yeah, it really does look that way. That's I don't know.
That is what that is.
That is what that is. It's probably the best way to put it. He did something. It's just batshit crazy again.
Did another, same dive he did last time.
Actually went higher this time.
Did he go higher?
Yeah, he went off higher this time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did. He climbed a few extra steps because last time he went from the top of where they had kind of the entrance.
Kind of the entrance.
Almost like the old RAW type thing. And then this time he climbed to the top of the Titantron kind of thing.
Really did this, moonsault. Just insane.
The moonsault itself was I don't want to call it a collapsing moonsault
You
know what I mean? Like, he just, it wasn't fluid.
No,
it was a whole kind of just, almost like a pike in diving, Olympic diving, and he kind of held that pike position for most of it.
Yeah.
And just kind of flopped.
There was a move that he and Jack Evans did that's like a pile driver off the second rope.
Oh, he did a pile driver,
I know him and Evans are friends, and you got to trust the guy.
Yeah,
there's got to be some great trust there.
This was like an Owen Hart, Steve Austin Boston pile driver. This was not a tombstone.
No, no.
You know.
And really, really, and even the tombstone is banned in the WWE, except for by Undertaker and special occasions,
Kane,
and Kane, and even more special occasions. And that's much safer.
Yeah.
And it, but that's, it, this was like crazy dangerous, and Morrison had this look. A few times Morrison had this look like,
what the fuck?
Like, I respect these guys have a lot of passion, but I would never. And Morrison was just like, he looked like a guy who was just, you know, he's there. He I wouldn't say he worked exceptionally hard. He did what he was supposed to do, and you know, he didn't phone it in either. He looked like somebody was there and having a good time, made a shot, whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, Davey Boy Smith Jr. just really does look like he's insanely happy with wrestling in the pavilion. Like, he just looks like he doesn't give it. Like, he's just having fun being there. Mm-hmm. He just loves the fact that he's there, and that's cool. But yeah, it really just.
And Samurai Del Sol continues to impress.
Oh, he's awesome.
I mean, some of the balancing act moves that him and Brian Cage were doing, with Cage being kind of the power guy, you know, posting off of, you know, someone for Del Sol to post off of. But
yeah.
It was all Del Sol, like, keeping himself up and
well, yeah. Well, Del Sol Del Sol was the guy working with Morrison at the end there.
Yeah.
You know, he was fantastic again. Like, he really is. He does invoke memories of Ultimo Dragon.
Yeah, not just the mask. I think just in the work, too. The fluidity of it.
The fluidity. You know? And he's really goddamn good.
Yeah.
Like, he really is. And,
hopefully he gets the shot against Phoenix.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Phoenix from AAA that they're talking about bringing in the next show, April 12th. We'll see if they make that show or not. But
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I would say pay for it. I think one of the things that's going to be really interesting is most of the night Conan was on commentary, and he's awesome on commentary. But they had in Teddy Hart
did,
Johnny Devine.
I think Johnny Devine would do a good job.
I think so. Johnny Devine, I think, would be very good.
I think he did a hardcore match, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And
Conan, I think, did all three of the three-way
Yeah, and I think he did the 3-3-ways. Well, no, Teddy did one. Teddy did the last 3-way, I believe.
Did he? Okay.
And then Tony did the main event as well.
Right.
Yeah. Again, I would pay the $12. I would, to see it.
Well, and you will.
Yeah, and I will, because I'm very curious as to how that gets cut up, because, I mean, there's a segment where for 45 minutes they were giving away prizes.
I called it the Iron Man raffle.
It was
how
awful.
Many prizes they could give away in an hour. You want to hear this?
This is, no, that's Teddy's music.
Teddy music, yeah.
Yeah, Cinderella Man by Eminem. Yeah, really, but a very strange night. It might play. I'm not sure how it'll play out on TV. Like I say, I mean, there's also a spot. Don't forget the spot on the ladder that Evans and Teddy did. It's just, again, just.
Oh, yeah. That caused Evans to be counted out and carried out.
Yeah.
I said, another good
and
show.
And Teddy drops a lot of F-bombs during the show, which is hilarious.
Yeah. I was offended.
I know, I was fucking.
When I was in the bathroom actually after the show, when I was taking a look before we got in, there's like a kid and his dad come in, and the kid's like, "Dad, that was a lot of bad language in that show."
Did he say that? Seriously?
The kid said to his dad's like, "Yeah, there was a lot of bad language."
Did he actually say that? Like,
kid did.
Is that seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It was all from Teddy. He dropped like 5 F-bombs.
Yeah, I think John Morrison said like shit once, and then made fun of
DiCarlo, the their announcer.
Oh yeah, Mark
shit a couple of times. Mark the Shark DiCarlo, and Mark
Shark
is the correct name,
whatever.
But yeah, I mean, so it'll be interesting to see how it's cut up. There's probably some backstage footage. It sounds like, and I think it'd be worth the $12. But very, very interesting show, but also very strange. We'll see if they have another one. I feel like this one is not as good a show, but I feel like they're closer to putting on a fluid show than in the first one. They still have a lot of stuff they need to kind of get their shit together on. I don't know, final thoughts on this or anything else on Raw you want to say real quick here?
I know
this isn't a long show for you guys, but that's because we lost the normal recording.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try and put up an extra blog, or I don't know if I'll have time to edit together a promo show. We have some in the cans, but I don't think I'll have time because I'm in the middle of moving and packing and stuff. So
the cans. But yeah, I mean, no, it's a good show. John Morrison, the heavyweight champion, and
said, I think the MVP of the show was Sam Rydell Soul again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I also think Brian Cage, you know, I can't really believe the TNA didn't pick him up. There's a couple times he obviously didn't know what Del Sol was going to do.
Yeah.
Because Del Sol did some crazy shit. But he's not only does the, he's good to do the power stuff, but he also does a little chain wrestling and shows some agility.
He's the stereotypical cruiserweight bully. He's too he's small, but he's a big, small guy.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that, like I said, that the flippy-do guys can post off of, because he's not big enough to go in and be an Intercontinental champion, per se, right?
No, so, but he would have been perfect in the X Division. I really think it's strange that they didn't, TNA didn't pick him up. He's also shows a lot of potential, and he's young, obviously.
Yeah.
And other than that, I can say that the daughters of wrestlers are generally really hot.
Yes, yes. What's her name? Brittany Bassarab or something?
Brooke.
That's
another Brooke.
Brooke, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then there you go. So that's going to do it then at We Talk Wrestling, wetalkwrestling.com, @ADDIE at wetalkwrestling.com, and we're on Stitcher and iTunes. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it.
Oh, you
another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
I'll turn it off now.
Okay, tell me when I can say...
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La da. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, because I got high.
Hey,
because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Come on, man. Don't, hey, come on, come on.
Go,
man.
Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go, go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President, baby.
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La da 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 da.
La da da da. He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bebop. Do-wop.
Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Yeah. Say what, say what? Oh, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Because I'm high.
What a cluck at,
cuz. Well, my name is Afro Man, and I'm from East Palmdale.
East Palmdale.
All the tumbleweed I be smoking is bomb as hell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent delivery.
I don't believe in Hitler. That's what I said.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So all of you skins, please give me more head.
Afro motherfucker, M-A-N.
M-A-N. Yeah. A-E-I-O-U. And sometimes W. We ain't gonna sell none of these motherfucking albums, cuz. Let's go back to Marshall Durbin and hang some more chickens, cuz. Fuck it.
Fuck the corporate world, biatch!
Smoke weed every day.